Superintendent of Schools for the Gilman School District, Wally Leapart, with the latest meeting update.
Actually, we had two meetings since the last time we spoke. We had a special board meeting last Wednesday that between the two is actually about the length of one. We ended up doing a tour of our Tech Ed shop last Wednesday because Forward Bank is doing a sponsorship with our Pirate Ship Productions program and is willing to give the district up to $24,000 to help to get that program up and running, providing needed equipment for CNC lathe machines. And that's just a really exciting business venture that our students are involved with. And we are greatly appreciative of the sponsorship by Forward Bank and others within our community that support real relevant learning for our kids. From there, we went into our regular board meeting Monday the 16th, and we also had a change in our HRA retirement benefits where individuals several years ago had to choose between one of two options. And because it's cost neutral to the district, we are going to reopen that for individuals to look at changing the benefit plan that they chose. And like I said, that has at no additional cost to the district. Just provides us, our staff an opportunity to work longer if they didn't want to retire within the next 2 years. We also approved working with the town of Grover to take over the Lucky Hills 4-H building that's up in Perkinstown through a quick claim deed. That building was given to the Lucky Hills 4-H club several years ago, and now that that club has dissolved, we are looking at providing that property to the township so that they can continue to provide services to the community with that building. So we're excited to work with our local township on that. From there, we talked a little bit more about our transportation issue with providing transportation to our Amish community, and we were able to resolve that issue, and hopefully that is something that will get us through this year. One new thing that the board is going to do is called a board topic tracking sheet, and so that way both the community and the board stays aware of issues that have been brought to the board and where we need to issues that we would have to revisit. Kind of a short and sweet meeting, but with the holiday spirit and going to our Christmas concerts and so forth, we really tried to get business taken care of rather quickly this month. With that, that's the end of our board report, and we wish you happy holidays.
Our thanks to Wally Leapart, Superintendent of Schools for the Gilman School District.